This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you guys heard the story over the last couple days that there was a kid who went, quote-unquote, blind because of his junk food diet. And that, of course, you know, freaked a lot of us out because we're like, wait a second. I see French fries in the headline. Apparently he ate chips. He liked white bread. And he liked processed meat. So he would eat, like, processed ham and things like that. I mean, my diet in college was like that. Remember I told you guys I had $6 and I had to make $6 work for the whole week? And so what I did is I bought a loaf of bread. Remember? Sesame seed loaf of bread, a container of milk, a stick of butter. No, I brought, bought a loaf of bread. I bought a pack of turkey ham. I bought milk. And I think some cheap cereal. And that cost $6. And I was able to make sandwiches and cereal for a whole week. So I was able to do that on $6. But, I mean, no nourishment. I don't think the cereals were fortified back then. And so a lot of us have times in our life where we ate like crap. And this kid was 14 years old, and he was always known as to be a fussy eater. And fussy eaters, they usually like the carbs. Okay, they're not really big on the whole spinach and green pepper and carrot sort of thing. And so he starts to, I guess, get tired. And so he goes into the doctor. The doctor runs a test, and he looks like he's a little anemic. He's got low iron and low B12. So the doctor puts him on some supplements. And then a few years later, he starts to report of vision loss and I think also hearing loss. And he was even getting more fatigued. So when they did blood work on him, they found he was low in iron, copper, selenium, vitamin D. You know, vitamin D you need for bones. This is a 14-year-old becoming 17, and they're still growing. They said his bones were good, and his BMI was normal, and his weight was normal. But that's because he had a calorie intake. Doesn't necessarily mean he had, you know, all the healthy components. But he was starting to lose his eyesight, and what they found was he had optic neuropathy, where the optic nerve was getting damaged because of lack of vitamins and nutrients. This isn't the first case that's happened. I wrote about this. There's a article on my website if you need, or on my Twitter or Facebook. There was a 28-year-old who also had nutritional optic neuropathy, where what happened is he liked his vodka, drank a lot of vodka, probably didn't eat as much of other foods, had B12 deficiency, etc. And so, unfortunately, he ended up also having optic neuropathy. And this optic neuropathy for both of these guys cause central scotomata, if I'm pronouncing that right, basically where you have loss of vision in the central part. Peripheral is fine, but central vision loss, like blind spots. And so, unfortunately, that didn't resolve for either of them. They now have to live with this, and technically, both of them are legally blind, but they have their nutritional deficiencies repaired, and they're hoping to move forward. And so, you know, when I saw this article and people were like, oh my gosh, you know, he must have had a rare genetic disorder. No, he didn't. Okay. You know, we eat like crap and our kids eat like crap. You know, I got two boys. One loves his vegetables and he'll eat his vegetables all the time. The other one, you know, he's starting to. In fact, he showed me this article. He goes, Mom, did you hear this? Like, yeah, I heard it. Are you going to listen to your mama now? No, I eat my vegetables. Okay, how many vegetables do you eat? How many vegetables, fruits and vegetables, do you guys eat? See, it's supposed to be 5 to 13. They come up with this range. 5 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables. Most of us get that in a month. All right? 5 to 13 a day. Now, when I was growing up, we had something called Mulligan Stew. Do you guys remember that? 4, 4, 3, 2, something, something for me and you. It was stupid, but it was this Mulligan Stew I had. I grew up in Phoenix, and so in the Maricopa County School District, they had to do Mulligan Stew. And Mulligan Stew would teach us about nutrition. And we would have to have 4 servings of bread, 4 servings of fruits and vegetables, 3 servings of meat and protein, and 2 servings of milk. Or it was opposite. I don't know. I was too busy singing the song and coloring the coloring books. Well, now they've kind of changed it a little bit. They want 6 whole grains for kids. They want at least 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables. They've even divided the group for 5 in vegetables, 4 in fruit. Because a lot of kids will go, okay, I'll have 9 servings of fruit. That doesn't count. You need the vegetables. They have 2 to 3 servings of milk. And then meat is 3 servings for a total of 7 ounces for the average, you know, teenager teens. For younger kids, you could have a little bit less protein. And so they give more of a range. They also have a whole slew of vitamins. If you go to the USDA, you need your selenium, you need your iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, etc. But, you know, when I look at this, I can't see how the average child is not malnourished. You know, we have a malnourishment problem. I think we have millions of kids each day in poverty that are malnourished. And we don't talk about the kids that have money, have food, are being fed, and they choose to not eat healthy food. So we have people that have access to nutrition not eating it. And what's going on with us parents? Well, he doesn't want to eat, so I'll let him have the chicken nuggets. I would rather that kid skip dinner and be hungry enough to eat the vegetable the next day than for you to just give them crap. You know, we used to send our kids, I mean, I didn't grow up in that age, but, you know, your kids would go to bed without supper. Now, I didn't really like my mom's cooking, so I was hoping that would be a punishment for me, because I'm like, I don't like her cooking anyway, and I hated having to sit there and eat her food. But she made me eat the vegetables, you know, and, you know, dinner time was very stressful for me, but who cares? At least I got healthy. And so when I think of all the kids out there that have access to good food that isn't taking in their vegetables and their fruit, that's a problem. And so one kid going blind, another kid having fatigue, another kid having behavioral issues, another kid having obesity, another kid being pre-diabetic. If you look, the majority of our kids are having sequelae or evidence of malnourishment. So we need to get our acts together and make sure not only that we're feeding our impoverished and we're making sure that all kids have good, healthy meals, but even the ones that, you know, aren't impoverished, make sure they're not wasting their money and time on crap food that's full of fat, salt, sugar. 1-877-DR-TALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, as you guys know, we had a really, really rough last few days between the hurricane, between the drowning in the boat going down with the scuba divers in California. 34 presumed dead. Well, there was a gunman who killed 7 people and wounded 25 more in a shooting rampage. This was along a West Texas highway on Saturday. Didn't get as much news because of everything going on with the hurricane. There was also, I believe, 43 deaths in Chicago from shootings. Again, a lot of these stories aren't being covered because of all the other news that seems to take hold. And they say that this gunman did fail a gun background check in the past. Not sure how he obtained this firearm. Now, this was in Odessa. And according to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, he said not only did the Odessa government have a criminal history, He also previously failed a gun purchase background check in Texas. Abbott added that the shooter did not go through a background check for the firearm used in the shooting, so we're not sure where he got it. In Odessa, many will return to their normal routines after the shooting, they say, but it did spark a lot of chaos this weekend. So, we don't know why or how he got the weapon. He was arrested back in 2001 for a misdemeanor offense, but that wouldn't have prevented him from legally purchasing firearms. There was something else that, unfortunately, that had put him, I guess, on the unable to get a firearm list. We don't have that information. And the weapon that he got was an AR style. We don't exactly know what it is. And the shooter was known to be a violent, aggressive person, according to a neighbor. He said the man would shoot rabbits and other animals at all hours of the night. They were afraid of him because you could tell what kind of a person he was just by looking at him. He was not nice. He was not friendly. He was not polite. FBI Special Agent Christopher Combs said the shooter's home was a, quote, very strange residence that reflected his mental state. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk said Monday that the gunman had been fired the morning of the shooting. Both he and his employer at Journey Oil Field Services called 911 to complain, but no threats of violence were made. The gunman later called the FBI's tip line. We weren't sure why the gunman decided to call the FBI's tip line. But there were some rambling statements about some of the atrocities that he felt he went through at work. Now, the Texas Department of Public Safety officer was unaware of those events when he pulled the gunman over 15 minutes later for failing to signal a turn. So basically, this started as a traffic stop. He failed to use a signal. So police pulled him over. The man then fired on the trooper, sped away. According to Combs, he was on a long spiral of going down. He didn't wake up Saturday morning and go into his company when it happened. He went to that company in trouble and had probably been in trouble for a while. So he ended up being involved in a shootout with police following this rampage that spanned 10 miles. The gunman was firing at other motorists and passerbyers while he was, you know, around Odessa. And the city of Odessa released the names of the victims, ranging anywhere from 15 to 57. But, you know, I want to stop here and say a few things. You know, a lot of these shootings or stabbings or murders happen right after somebody gets how they feel is wronged. Right after they get either attacked or they believe they've been attacked. And so we think of somebody getting fired as, okay, well, they got fired. People get fired every day. It happens. They look at it as an attack. They look at it as an assault. They, meaning people with mental illness, some real crazy sort of mental illness that makes them think their only response is to kill or attack back. All right, if I get fired, it's, all right, well, you know, boss was an idiot, or they needed to save money, or, you know, there were egos involved. When somebody else gets fired, they think, okay, it's war. They mess with me, I mess with them. And it's very interesting what employers do when they fire. Some of them are very callous in the way they do it. There's a lot of publicity involved with it, so then there's a lot of embarrassment. They have escorts, they have people pack up your cubicle, things like that. And they think that they are protecting their workers. And instead, it's making the person who got fired a little bit more mad. Now, you can't also wean somebody down. When I had somebody that I needed to fire, I didn't want to fire them abruptly. They had a family. They were horrible. They shouldn't work in my office. They were going to cause a lot of mistakes for patients. They already were. So what I decided to do was warn them ahead of time. And I said, look, you know, we are going to probably wind your job down. And over the next few weeks, we're going to, I want you to be able to find a job. You could still work here while you find a job. I'll write, you know, a letter of reference. But, you know, it's not going to work out. And since I don't want you fired right away, we're going to just kind of slowly start to wean you out. You know, I mean, it was really, really nice the way I worded it, but it did no difference. You know, they got mad, they got upset, they left. You know, people don't like getting fired. They don't like it, you know? Even if they, you know, had, even if they thought that they were the reason for that happening, it's really easy to be mad against a boss or an entity. So you as an employer or institution or company have to be careful. But the problem is even if you have all your guards up, they can go around and start shooting people on the street. And, you know, I'm wondering, and I know this is not very, I don't know, politically correct or progressive in this day and age, but I'm wondering if whenever you fire somebody, you should kind of report them to, like, this hotline and say, look, you might want to watch this person. We're about to fire them. All right. I don't know if they're going to go crazy or not. Now, you know, the average person that gets fired doesn't go crazy. But if you have somebody who was kind of violent at work or had that sort of temperament, maybe we do have some sort of a process where there's a tip line. And you say, look, we just want to let you know we are firing so-and-so. And we're going to be doing it at this time. You know, I don't know. Because the problem is people can decide to get their retribution a week from now or 3 weeks from now. I mean, look at that gentleman in Roanoke who got fired from a TV station and then a few weeks later decided to shoot on live air a reporter and a cameraman who I believe he thought had to do with his getting fired. I mean, that was weeks later. You know, there was that doctor that was killed in the parking lot because she turned down an engagement, but that was 9 months after she turned down the engagement. So, you know, you can't predict crazy. That's the problem. We need to predict crazy. We need to predict who the next shooter is. We need to predict who's going to try to go to the next school, who's going to try to go to the next mall, go to the next concert. We need to predict that so we can prevent. Unfortunately, we can't, because crazy doesn't follow a pattern. And so I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, apparently we hear that 7 died, 30 injured in shootings across Chicago over Labor Day weekend. Now, it wasn't all in one place, but this did not make headlines like the other news did. There was a man who was shot dead just standing near his car. This started Friday. 2 men walked up to him, 1 opened fire. And then another shooting happened. Just, I mean, these seemed random. Again, I mean, we don't know. But he had a 17-year-old boy shot in the chest, another victim, a 23-year-old man. Another one found dead on a sidewalk with a gunshot wound to his head. And so, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is, but we definitely have some very, very sick people out there. And I don't know if we always have to be on guard, if we always have to have our, you know, if we have to be armed. So if somebody does come up to you, you could, you know, prepare yourself and defend yourself. You know, another thought that people are discussing is, should police put an end to traffic stops? I mean, you know, that's what the bad guys want. A lot of stuff can be found with these traffic stops. But, I mean, if I was a police officer and somebody didn't use his turning signal, I probably would, like, stay away. Because you're putting your life at risk for a traffic stop. Now, mind you, that's dangerous. You could kill somebody if you drive, you know, without, you know, using your turning signals and following rules. But, you know, some people are saying, you know, just keep the police away from these individuals who can, you know, unfortunately just, you know, start killing them. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Power and Light is preparing for Hurricane Dorian by telling customers to expect power outages if they are in the path of the storm.
Tropical force winds are still expected to impact our service area over the next day or so, and are affecting many customers in our service area.
That's FPL Chief Communication Officer David Reuter, who says the storm, although it's been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, still remains very dangerous and safety is one of the company's top priorities. Senator Joe Manchin won't be running for governor of West Virginia. The Democrat held the governor's office from 2004 to 2010. He was reelected to a six-year term in the Senate last year. And House Democrats are continuing to investigate President Trump. Hearings are set to begin in the fall on the president's role in hush money payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, thank heavens Hurricane Dorian is finally moving off the Bahamas. It just sat there moving like a mile an hour over the whole Bahamas, and they got hit really bad. There was a life-threatening storm surge of up to 15 feet expected on Grand Bahama Island. And Floridians were freaking out. I have family in, you know, Fort Lauderdale and Clearwater and, you know, not knowing if the hurricane was going to start moving towards Florida, move out to sea. I am blown away how they could predict hurricane movement. I mean, they predicted that after the Bahamas, it was going to make a right turn. I mean, it made a beeline. It was going due west. I mean, straight west. And then it stalled. And rather than moving towards Florida, it decided to make a right turn, and now it is moving up the coast. But still gave huge punches to the Bahamas. They say Dorian's wind intensity has backed off. Now it's down to a Category 2. I saw it just recently was a 3 still, but I think they just downgraded to a 2. But now we're worried about the Florida Atlantic coast, parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and even Southeast Virginia. And so right now it's still near Grand Bahama Island. The eye wall has pummeled the island since Sunday night. Destructive winds, catastrophic storm surge. Some of the pictures are coming into the Bahamas. It is devastated. Just devastated. It basically hit the Bahamas for over 48 hours. Started the Apagos Islands Sunday morning. Settlement Point had sustained winds of 61 miles an hour, gusted up to 82 miles per hour. And right now, I believe the speed is down to about 120 miles per hour of the actual hurricane. And now Florida coast is seeing some destructive damage because of, I mean, it's about 80 miles from the coast. So, you know, the waves are huge. Beach erosion has already occurred at Flagler Beach. According to National Weather Service, Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantor documented damage to homes on Hutchinson Island. Why? Because of pounding surf. Squalls from the outer periphery of Dorian continue to wrap into parts of the Florida Peninsula. Tropical storm force winds 39 miles an hour arrived at Juneau Beach, Florida. That's going to continue with gusts over 60 miles per hour to Tuesday. Outer rain bands are also still, you know, flooding the area. And we could possibly have tornadoes along the coast. So we have hurricane warnings right now in effect in Florida from Jupiter Inlet to Ponte Verde Beach, including Melbourne and Daytona Beach, Florida. The warning has now been extended to South Carolina from north of Edisto Beach to South Santee River. And a hurricane warning still remains in effect for Grand Bahama and the Abacus Islands, northwestern Bahamas, including Freeport and Grand Bahama. So hurricane warnings mean that hurricane force winds, remember, Category 1 is 74 miles an hour. So hurricane warnings mean that those winds are either already occurring or expected somewhere within the warning area. And that's going to be within a 36-hour time frame. So a storm surge warning has been issued from Lantana, Florida, to South Santee River, South Carolina. And that includes Daytona Beach, Jacksonville Beach, St. Simons, Tybee Island, Charleston, South Carolina. So, you know, you would watch the weather. I was glued to the Weather Channel all weekend. And you would see people walking behind the meteorologist. Sorry. I don't want to laugh at all because you knew what people were doing. They were trying to recreate those videos that are online. Have you guys seen those videos where you have meteorologists or reporters that are trying to look like they're holding on and, you know, defying the winds and trying to, you know, hold their balance, and they're screaming in the wind, and then you see people walk behind them with an ice cream cone and wave like, hi, right? Or, you know, I think there was one reporter that tried to claim this weekend that boats in Florida were already pushed ashore by the storm, and there were all these things being pushed onto the beach, and you actually saw the boats were all tied up neatly, and it was nice, people walking by and, you know, waving and, you know, smiling and things like that. And so apparently there's a lot of, like, you know, weather reporting gone wrong. People in a boat, there's one, I forget who it was, I don't know if it was Katie Couric, but somebody was in a boat looking like she had to paddle around, and then somebody walked right by her in ankle-deep water, you know, and so, you know, we know that, you know, the Weather Channel, these meteorologists, they have a job to do, and storms are life-threatening, and they need to get people out, and so they're not going to show a person in a nice dry area, tell everybody it's scary. They're going to kind of show, you know, they need pictorials, because some people, they just don't evacuate, they just don't leave. Floridians, a lot of them did not evacuate. Man, they, you know, they were waiting for the hurricane advisory, and it blows my mind that in this day and age, we could be that accurate. I mean, we were accurate. It was, I was like, I don't see how it's going to head towards Florida. It's going to head towards Florida. So, you know, thank God it didn't hit Florida. Unfortunately, you have that whole coast that could get hit. You know, there's an argument that if it just went across Florida in a day, it probably would cause less damage than riding up the coast to Jacksonville, Charleston, Wilmington, Hatteras. So, the, you know, we think it's going to be hitting and not really leaving our coast until Sunday, hitting areas near Maine and et cetera. And it's a bad one. This was bad. Five people dead so far. We're going to be, unfortunately, hearing more as the crews are able to get into the Bahamas. From what we understand, the devastation was just enormous. This week is National Blood Donation Week. A lot of people in the Bahamas and in Florida, you know, can't donate blood, the Carolinas, et cetera, because they're worried about, you know, the storm. And blood shortages are expected then to happen, especially after the bad summer. National Blood Donation Week is the first week of September, and it's where governors from across the United States united to, you know, help support our blood banks. So they all have blood donation days on September 5th. And so it allows us to get the word out, to recommend people donate blood. We want to get as much blood as possible, and then we would be able to ship the blood to the areas that need it. People in the hospital, you know, there were hospitals that had to be evacuated, nursing homes, people had to move. You know, blood is needed every 2 seconds by somebody. And so if, you know, the regular donation efforts can't happen in these areas and they already are low on blood, we need to do our part. And, again, if you could donate money to the Red Cross, text $10 to, text 90, oh, hold on a second, let me get it back up here. I apologize. I think it's 90999. Hold on a second. I want you guys to get the Red Cross number. You could call the 1-800-RED-CROSS if you want to donate, but you could also text, and here we go, I apologize, 90999, or text the word Red Cross to 90999, make a $10 donation. They sure could use the money. Okay? Salvation Army is also accepting donations. You could also call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Army Emergency Relief is also taking donations. Save the Children's Hurricane Relief Fund also is looking for donations, so anything you guys could do. Vitalant is accepting blood donations. American Red Cross is also accepting blood donations. I have this on my website. But, you know, it's really, really scary. There are local supplies that are being local collections being taken in Florida. We had a real tough time trying to ship things during Superstorm Sandy. A lot of the charities didn't want it, but local churches do, local groups do. So if you have a means to ship things, that would be great. If not, send money. The Red Cross can then buy, they're going to be buying food, they're going to be buying clothes, blankets, medicines, bandages, toilet paper, things that they need. And so it's great whatever you could donate in terms of supplies you have, but Red Cross kind of knows, and these companies kind of know exactly what they need, you know, and you know, people need, let's say, a Tylenol, that kind of thing. You know, you really can't donate medicine because they can't trust it, you know, because they don't know where it's coming from. So at least then they could go and buy it. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk about how if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes, you could be behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, stroke, all sorts of bad things, cancer. Well, new research finds that weight loss surgery may actually lower your death risk. Weight loss surgery if you're obese. Now, one in three adults in the United States are obese. According to data from 2013 to 2014, we think it's even higher now. and type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, some of the complications, not to mention arthritis, back pain, neck pain, all sorts of stuff, sleep apnea. And new research presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress, takes place in Paris, France, suggests that bariatric or weight loss surgery can reduce the risk of premature mortality and cardiovascular problems more than standard medical care. Now, Dr. Stephen Nissen, Chief Academic Officer of the Heart and Vascular Institute at the Cleveland Clinic and senior author of the study, also appears in this Journal of American Medical Association article, and he looked at 13,000 participants, 2,200 who had obesity and type 2 diabetes and actually underwent weight loss surgery. Then they looked at 11,000 people who only got medicine for their diabetes. So when they compared those, the 2,200 who had weight loss surgery, and we're talking they had like a BMI of over 40, so they were extremely obese. The minimum BMI was 30, the threshold for obesity. They found that they either went through a gastric bypass, where they have to kind of realign the plumbing, a sleeve gastrectomy, where you cut off the pouch of the stomach so you don't have to do anything with the wires, basically, or the tubes, kind of just the hanging pouch of the stomach, making the stomach smaller, adjustable gastric banding, where that's that band that surrounds the stomach to make the stomach diameter smaller, or duodenal switch, which is kind of a surgery that kind of manipulates where you absorb a lot of your calories. And they were looking at, what would happen in terms of rates of death, heart disease, atrial fibrillation, kidney disease, which are complications sometimes of type 2 diabetes. And they found that those who had undergone the weight loss surgery had a 40% lower risk of any of those events over an 8-year follow-up period. The risk of death specifically was 41% lower, so almost halved the risk. That's fantastic. People who had undergone metabolic surgery lost 15% more weight and had 15% lower blood sugar levels. Now, Dr. Ali Amanayan, a bariatric surgeon at Cleveland Clinic, says the striking results that we saw after metabolic surgery may be related to the patient's substantial and sustained weight loss. So, is it because the surgery itself did it, or is it because, well, the person lost the weight, and if you lose the weight, you'll get those benefits? Well, that's what I think. I think the person was able to lose the weight, and since it's really hard to lose the weight on your own, the surgery helped them do that. And that's kind of what we're looking for. We're looking for a way to get that weight off. There is some debate on how quickly weight loss should come off and if that's dangerous. We haven't really seen studies on it causing cancer. Anecdotally, we've heard of some cases where things happen to people, and they think it might have been the rapid weight loss. But for the most part, the studies show that these people do well, and they're healthy, and they're doing phenomenal. If you are overweight, the weight is going to kill you, one way or another. So I am pro losing the weight any way you can, as long as it stays off. So, how are people doing with this weight loss surgery? Some people, they gain the weight back. They'll get the gastric band. Their stomach will narrow down. Then they'll find, they're still hungry, and they didn't really change their eating habits. And then they have to have the band moved, and, you can have the band adjusted. The band is starting to fall out of favor because there's a lot of side effects with the band. People are noticing scarring. The body doesn't like something foreign there. And so it just isn't doing as well as the initial study said it would. So we're starting to see less of that. The gastric bypass was huge in the 90s. Unfortunately, it was very, very severe in terms of, having, the stomach shorten and then, reattaching, the valves and the tubings and the conduits for the food. And I did see a lot of gastric bypass fails, and they just didn't seem as happy. The sleeve gastrectomy seems to be fantastic in terms of it being not as invasive as you would think, because that extra kind of sagging part, how many of you guys have kind of goosey arms, where you have the muscle, but then you got some sagging skin, and so they could remove the skin, tighten it up, and your arm is still fine, and you only have that stitch that's kind of keeping the, I know I need to get that, I think. I used to lift weights, and so my arms used to be really big, and now I don't have the muscle like I used to. I don't know. I just got some muscle. See? See my muscle? But with the you know, sleeve gastrectomy, you basically remove that pouch, sew it up, and you don't have to do really anything in terms of the esophagus, in terms of the duodenum. The stomach is now smaller. Patients do well. The only thing is they have to be on a very strict liquid diet for the first few weeks, and then they have to not eat certain foods, and they have to keep, you know, calories really small, 500 a day, 600 a day. So they end up losing weight, but they have a nutritionist on them. Now, some people argue, well, if I had a nutritionist on me like that, I would have lost the weight anyway, and I would have needed the surgery. Well, you know, some people can go through that severe, you know, like the, what was that challenge, the biggest challenge? What was that where you had heavy people? I can't believe I forgot that. Gosh, what was that challenge with heavy people where they had to exercise and watch what they eat? Anyway, it was that challenge, very famous challenge. The heaviest, anyway. Those, they do work, but then once your coach is gone, unless you have that discipline, you lose it. The surgery kind of forces you to have that discipline because you're a little afraid to eat too much. You all, you know, so the surgery kind of helps with that, and that's why it's such a nice combo. So I'm a fan of weight loss surgery if you've tried everything. If you have 30 pounds to lose, no, you don't do the weight loss surgery. But if you have, you know, about 100 pounds to lose and more, yes, I would seriously suggest that. 1-877-DOCTORALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you have switched from regular Coca-Cola to Diet Coke, thinking you're going to lose weight. You're not. We've noticed people gain weight with Diet Coke. But now they're saying diet drinks can also raise the risk of dying young by a quarter. Why? Because it can increase your risk of heart attack. So switching to sugar-free products may even be worse for your health. The study was carried out by the International Agency for Research on Cancer in France. And lead researcher Dr. Neil Murphy said the striking observation in our study was that we found positive association for both sugar-sweetened and artificially sweetened soft drinks with the risk of all-cause death. So what they really want you to do is swap it with water. So they looked at participants for 16 years. It was the largest study of its kind. And they found the chances of early death went up by 8% by those who would drink two diet sodas a day. But for those drinking water, they did better. Those who drank Diet Pop, the risk went up 26%. Oh, sorry, 8% for those who drank sugar, 26% for those who drank diet. And they were also killed by cardiovascular disease by up to 52%. So there is something about diet drinks. My guess is it's the insulin. Diet drinks are like 100 to 1,000 times sugarier than regular soda pop. And so the insulin gets shot out, expecting there to be sugar. And insulin, high insulin levels kind of lead to obesity. They kind of lead to slower metabolism. So my guess is we're triggering too much obesity. You know, we talked about sweet treats last time, you know, throw some grapes in a freezer or blueberries in a freezer or, you know, try to eat some fruit or maybe use honey. But I know it's tricky. I know it is. 1-877-DOCTORALI, don't go away.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.